why people tune out in meetings and what to do about it. We've all witnessed or been that person in a meeting who suddenly snaps back into reality when asked a question and says, "Sorry, could you repeat that?" It can be a little embarrassing. But it's more than just a momentary lapse in attention. In fact, it often reveals deeper problems in how we structure our time and our meetings. I have found that there are a bunch of reasons why people tune out in meetings and how you can help fix that. 1. They're too busy. Sometimes people use meeting time to catch up on real work because it's the only break they get from constant interruptions. They end up splitting their attention, doing neither their work nor participating in the meeting effectively. As Ron Swanson famously said, never half-ass two things, whole-ass one thing. How to fix it? Is the meeting a necessity? Before scheduling a meeting, ask if it's truly needed or if an email or chat message would suffice. Set clear agendas. Let everyone know exactly what you'll cover so participants can decide for themselves if their attendance is essential. Create focus time. Encourage blocks of uninterrupted time in people's schedules so they can tackle key tasks without needing to multitask during meetings. 2. There are too many meetings. In many organizations, calendars are jam-packed with back-to-back calls. Important stakeholders or subject matter experts get invited to every discussion, leaving them no room for actual work. When people have too many meetings, they're forced to do work at the edges, sometimes during meetings themselves. How to fix it? Be selective with invites. Only invite those who genuinely need to be part of the discussion. Combine or shorten meetings. If a meeting's purpose overlaps with another, consider combining them or shortening its length. Empower, no. Create a culture where it's acceptable to decline meetings when you're not truly needed. 3. The meetings are boring. Meetings that drone on about status updates or walk through slide after slide can cause people to tune out. If half the attendees aren't actively involved, the meeting is probably unnecessary or poorly structured. How to fix it? Keep it interactive. Use formats that encourage participation, such as discussions or needing decisions. Stick to the point. Share status updates or documents ahead of time so meeting time can focus on decision-making or problem-solving. Ensure relevance. If someone's input isn't required, let them skip the meeting. Their time will be better spent elsewhere. In summary, when someone stops paying attention in a meeting, it's often a sign that the meeting or the way work is organized isn't serving its purpose. Instead of assuming the individual is lazy or unprofessional, consider looking elsewhere for the cause.